Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
A reasoning is a conversation that's best had with libation. So grab your drink of choice and let's have a reasonings with me, Odessa. This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa. Episode 29, it's a minisode.
We don't cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
You go bow for the result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me, I be a doubt, oh. I no go feet
again, I no go feet again, salt, oh. All right. Yes. This is last. This is Odessa, oh. This is Burner Boy's number one fan. And big up to my boy Burner Rankin. That's what he used to be known as. This was the song of the summer. This is still the song of the year, as some people would say. And there's nowhere that you haven't gone and you don't hear this song. So I just again want to big up Burner Boy and his team. I went to see Burner this summer at Afropunk and I wasn't disappointed. I stood in the rain. Me, Odessa Chambers, stood in the rain. I didn't even do that for my father, but I stood in the rain and watched Burner come and perform. And as I said, he always gives his all. If you haven't got the album or you haven't listened to the album, please do so. It's such a dope album. So hey guys, how you doing? Wagwan, ba-na-na-na. I am back, and this is like a little mini episode. I just wanted to just say, yo, what's going on? And I miss you guys so much. Anyway, we're bringing back different vibes for this mini episode. We're going to have a segment called Really that I do with Christine. Christine, if you don't remember her, it will be in the next little segment in a minute. But anyway, let's talk about what's really going on right now. And there's a really dope album out from my boy Kabaka Pyramid. And it's called The Calling. The album is produced by Family, Damien Jr. Gong Marley. And let me tell you something, the album bad. YF. Yo fuck. It bad. So I want everybody to go out and support that project, support the album. I think that Junior Gong also probably needs to produce a full album for Buju Banton as well, because the track he has on there with Buju is good as well. So big up yourself, Buju. Big up yourself, Kabaka Pyramid, the whole team. Yeah, let's just go into our next segment called Really. All right, guys, there are some things in life that make you go, really? So I just thought, let me just name this segment, Really. All right, so we're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to talk about Mercury retrograde. There's a lot of people that are just going around talking about, you know, we are in Mercury retrograde now. And I'm just like, huh? What the fuck is that? I don't even know what that is. So Christine, my trusty friend, if you guys don't remember Christine, she was in one of my episodes. I don't even remember, but enough people did call me Christine and say, yo, bring back Christine. So you know what? I'm bringing her back for the Really segment that we're going to be doing each week, or each 2 weeks, as I should say, what I'm trying to gear up for. Anyway, Christine, what is Mercury retrograde?
All right. So according to astrologists, three or four times a year, Mercury stops moving forward through the degrees of the zodiac and begins moving backward, or at least only appears to be moving backward. Right. So on September 9, the Mercury retrograde will, you know, retrograde for the third time in 2022. During that stretch of time, you may hear all sorts of things being blamed on the planet of communications, retrograde period, from technology mishaps to misunderstandings with friends and loved ones. But it don't actually mean nothing.
So you mean to tell me that basically people are using this as an excuse for their fuck ups.
So because the planet seems to not be moving, all of a sudden, oh, I have mood swings. Oh my God, I'm too tired. Oh my God, I didn't get you because, you know, my phone is going through Mercury retrograde.
Has anybody, retrograde is such a tongue twister. Has anybody ever said that to you though?
Hasn't said it to me, but I've seen it all over social media. Like this person was saying their diet changed because of Mercury retrograde. Like, why would that change your diet? What does that have to do with anything?
You're a millennial and there's the ones below you,
the Gen Zs.
Mm-hmm. And I think that they're the ones that are using it a lot, or people that claim to be into the Zodiac thing.
Yeah.
They claim to be using that a lot. It's fuckery as far as I'm concerned, guys. If you are not in a good mood, you're just not in a good mood. If you have a mess up for the day, go on to your bed, drink some water and go sleep. You understand me? I don't think it has anything to do with that. And there's a lot of people that are just faking this whole universe thing, like they're so spiritual and all of that. It really just makes me go, really? All right, so the next really that we're going to talk about, I had a rant in my Instagram stories. If you follow me on Instagram, most of my action is actually in the stories. So I had a rant and I was discussing the new, we're going back to Burna Boy, right? My love. Hi, darling. Anyway, we're going back to Burna Boy, who I've been a fan of for like over 15 years now. And I'm so annoyed that there are these new Last fans. That's what I call them, Last fans. Just like when Wizkid had Essence, I called them Essence fans because they only know one song and they carry on like they know everything about the artist just from one song. And you know what else just annoys me? It annoys me that these people are the same people that will go to an event, spend their money to hear an artist sing one Rascalat song, one song. And majority of them tend to be from the Caribbean and Jamaican. Yeah, I'm calling out you people that do that. I remember one time, it was Jazz and Blues, and I mentioned this in my Insta stories, and Erykah Badu was performing, right? Mm-hmm. And Erica's there doing her songs and singing her catalogue that she has, and the Jamaican them Dede Abalot, Tyrone, who are you, Tyrone? Erykah Badu was so pissed that she said she ain't gonna sing it. She's like, you can't tell her what to do. This is her show. She does her set. You can't tell her what to do. She not do it. And I think she held out for majority of the performance, but the people them still was like, Tyrone, it's just annoying. And people, like, you really need to, like, get to listen to other people's catalogue so that you can learn their songs. I don't think you're giving these artists any justice. Like, there's so much more to Burna Boy than Last. There's so much. Anyway, that was something that still made me go, really? And we're going to move on to the next segment. All right, guys, this is a quick thing. So enough people keep asking me, where do I record my podcast? How comes it sounds so clean and crisp and clear? Well, it's all about ideas evolution. So if you guys want a space to record your podcast, and also I shoot my visuals here too. So if you guys need that space, it's all about ideas evolution. You can find them on Instagram at ideas evo. Check the show notes. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. As always, please remember to subscribe, share, and like. And also head over to our O Access Jamaica on YouTube. Yeah, put that on YouTube and look back at our past episodes. Until next week, I'm your host, Sedessa. Linkage laters. Peace.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.